Okay, sufficient. The topic today is how many slices of pizza? Right. The idea behind it is the question, of course, of possible vikistins. Let's try to explain the logic behind what's known as possible vikistin. This idea that mezonos, sometimes you make a motzi, sometimes you make a mezonos, depending whether you convey a suit or not. What's that all about? So first thing we have to understand is the Chazal chose their language very, very carefully. They said this is something called pas habavikistan. So the first word in that sentence is the word pas. It's bread. So when we define something which is called lechem, something which is called pas, what we're saying is the fact that there are other ingredients, it's baked certain ways, etc., does not really take away the status of pas from this item. This is a form of pas. So the fact that this is sweet pas as opposed to a regular flavor pas, the fact that there's a filling in it, really should not take away the status of being called pas. However, we came up and we made the following distinction. We said, yes, this is pas, and pas, the bracha is lechem. You say you should wash your hands, say what's in lechem in oritz, you should bench. But the truth is that we're discussing bread, that which bread has a special bracha that's called lechem as opposed to just mezonos, is because it's being used as the staff of life. It's the source of sustenance. So when I eat bread, the way a person eats bread is being the mainstay of the meal, etc. Yeah, that makes sense. Therefore, you have to wash for it, you say a special bracha for it, you bench on it. All the other foods do not need a bracha because they're considered secondary to the bread. The bread is the definition of the meal. Everything else is joining the bread, the halacha says. But I'm going to eat it in a way which, that's not how I use it. I don't use it as the mainstay of the meal. So it's not really the lechem in oritz that people sustain their life on. It's used more like a snack. You know what? Even though it's pas, but it doesn't make sense to give it this special status of bread in regards to how you make a bracha. So in other words, say this in a simple sentence, that possible kistin is bread which its bracha is downgraded because of the way you use it. It's not that when you eat it in a meal, it upgrades to becoming bread. That's a mistake. It's not, well, you eat it like a meal, now we take mezonos and we sort of like magically change it into bread. You say, what's your lechem in oritz on it? Like, what happened? How can you do that? That's a mistake. It's all the way around. Really, this is lechem. And saying, what's lechem in oritz on it would make a lot of sense. But that which we gave lechem, a special bracha, as opposed to the regular bracha of bread and mezonos, which is what mezonos is. And if you say mezonos on bread, you don't say it. But that which we give it a special bracha of lechem in oritz is because it's being used in a unique, special way as the mainstay of the meal. So bread, which is not used as the mainstay of the meal, remains with the bracha of mezonos. However, so then the logic makes a lot of sense. If I take this bread and I eat it in a way where it becomes the mainstay of the meal, so then it's regular bread, like any other bread. So now you have to wash and say what's lechem in oritz, and you have to bench, etc. So the concept of Kriyas Suda is not that through Kriyas Suda there's a magical change and all of a sudden your cake becomes bread. It's all the way around. This is bread to start with. And because I ate it in a form of a snack, it's downgraded. If I eat it in the form of regular bread, so yes, it's bread. So you make it wrong. You wash and you say, lechem in oritz, and you bench it. That's understanding behind the logic of Pasul Bekistan. It's the opposite how most people look at it, and that's where people are confused about it. Like why is Kriyas Suda work, and what's it all about, and how can you call it bread without really bread? Chazal chose the words very carefully. Pas habobikistan. This is pas. That's the first word. This is bread. It's pita. Pita bread. Pita bread is the word pas. Right. This is bread. And it's bread which is dealt with. So now. So what is Pasul Bekistin? So what are the examples of Pasul Bekistin? So the Shulchan Aruch gives three different opinions of the definition of the word, of the phrase Pasul Bekistin. The first opinion is Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel understands Pasul Bekistin as the word kistin means a kis, means a pocket. So if I take the bread and I make the bread in such a way that it has a pocket, and I put a filling in it, and I bake it with the filling, So that changes it from being bread to being someone's eating it as a snack. Okay? First pshat. The Rambam says the second pshat. That's referring to not that the word kista means kis, means a pocket, but there is a word kista which is used a lot more to mean like the type, little type of delectable type of items, like small sweets. So you chop up some raisins and you put it into the dough itself. So it's not a filling, it's part of the dough. So you flavor the dough. So a flavored dough as opposed to regular bread, which is flour and water and some salt. And this is a flavored dough. Flavored dough is pasul b'kistin. And that, the Rambam points out, that this halacha is only true, that pasul b'kistin, if there's a very significant flavor. To the point where that almost becomes the primary focus. Otherwise it's bread. Bread with a little bit of flavor, it's still bread. But it becomes very, very sweet, etc. So people don't eat it like bread. They eat it more like a snack. Okay, second definition. The third definition, the Ora brings from the Rav Haigoin, that the word kisnin is from the word of kaises. Kaises means to munch on something, you chomp on it. So it's referring to something which is opposed to bread, which is usually soft. This is baked in a way that it's hard and crumbly, like you picture a pretzel or a cracker. So that's the definition. So three definitions, the word pas. What does the word kisten mean? Does it mean a pocket, a kis? Does it mean kisten with certain types of little items that they would eat for sweets? Or does it comes the word kostes, means to chomp on something or munch on it? The next question is this, so we have three explanations of what it means. Are these three explanations exclusive from each other? According to the Beit Hananel, it means a pocket. What would the Beit Hananel say about a situation where it's not a pocket, but it's a very, very flavored dough? The Rambam says it means a flavored dough. The Beit Hananel says, what does the Beit Hananel say about that? So one explanation would say, the Beit Hananel says, listen, this is all bread. Remember, this is all bread to start with. We're saying the special law is you downgrade bread when you do it, you make it a certain way. Well, the case the Mor gives me is you downgrade the bread by putting a filling in the dough. Okay, that's not bread anymore. It's not used like bread. But the fact that your dough is flavored, that's bread. So according to the you would ask the Rebbe Hananel, what did he say about the scenario of a flavored dough? He says, how much you like about ours? How much are you eating? I don't care how much you're eating. Like any piece of bread. Right? The Rambam says the definition means a flavored dough. A flavored dough is a whole different ballgame. But if you take a regular dough and you put a filling in it, that's bread. So the Rambam would say that the case of the Rebbe Hananel, how much is love on earth? How much? Doesn't make a difference.
What's the case of the Rebbe
Hananel? A pocket. Rav Haigoin Shpshat, so I take pretzels. I eat pretzels. The pretzels, it's flour, it's water, it's baked, you know, a little bit of salt, and that's bread. Well, it's hard as opposed to bread usually is soft. Okay, so big spritz. But Rav Haigoin says, no, that's the case of the Gemara. The Rambam says, I don't care. But that's bread. When is it not bread? When it's very flavored. It's not flavored, so why should it? So again, we're all starting with bread.
What's the what case of the Gemara?
So you're saying the case of the Gemara is pasul b'kistin. What does kistin mean? According to the Rav Haigoin, kistin means something that you chop on because it's hard. It's crumbly. Mm. Right? So that's his definition. The Rambam says, no way. Okay. The fact that you make it hard versus soft, who cares? It's bread. You make a bunch of lemon orange. When is it downgrade? When it's a flavored dough. Okay.
So Rabbi Rangel, it sounds like the first two, Rabbi Hananel and the Chagon, and the third, are about the form and not the ingredient, whereas the middle one, the Rambam, says it's about the sweetness, the ingredient. Is that correct?
I really look at each one being exclusive.
Okay.
In the sense of, I think your categorization of it is not incorrect. According to the Rambam, we're actually redoing the dough. We're making the dough differently than the other two.
Okay,
that's true. According to the Rav Hai, it's the regular dough, but you're baking it in a certain way.
Okay.
According to the pshat of the Rebbe Hananel, you're introducing a whole new element of dough. You're adding this idea that the bread is functioning as with a pocket.
Function.
So it's a different type of function. So that's why I see the three and three being. Okay. So now the Mishnah Berurah assumes that the three are exclusive of each other. Okay, so why is this relevant? So the halacha is that whatever pasul b'kistin is, it's so different than bread that let's say a person eats, washes, and has a meal. And now you have dessert at the end of the meal. So you eat a fruit, so you have to make a bracha on the fruit at the end of the meal. Let's say you serve cake at the end of the meal. So the point is, the halacha is that everything which comes to be part of the meal to satiate you is automatically considered by definition as secondary to the bread. The bread is the main stay of the meal. That's what satiates you. And everything which comes for the purpose of svia, to satiate you, becomes secondary to the bread. It's included in the bracha of the bread. Dessert, which does not come for satiation purposes, fruit that comes for tainu b'alma, is not included in the bracha of the bread. That's the logic why you make a bracha on the dessert. Okay, now I'm eating cake on the meal. I'm full already. I'm enjoying some cake. So you should make a bracha on it. So the halacha is, the pasul b'kistin, you make a bracha of mazonos and pasul b'kistin at the end of the meal. But, Satim Shabura, one second. So I take my cake. So the Rambam says, oh, pasul b'kistin. You have to make a mazonos on it. The Rebbe Chanan says, that's bread. It's not pasul b'kistin. You already said a mitzvah lechem menorahs. You can't make a bracha mazonos on this. This is bread. Mm-hmm. You said a mitzvah already. It's not the one that's secondary and not secondary. This is bread. There's that bread and this bread and more bread and more bread. I have 50 pieces of bread. Oh, how much? I think a new bracha. What do you mean new bracha? This is bread. All right? So a person comes out with some crackers at the end of the meal. So Weigern says, ooh, how much? You have to say mazonos. This is dessert. So it's not part of the meal. It's not for satiation purposes. You make a mazonos. Rambam says, this is bread. You said, what's here already? What are you talking about? So Mishmur says, even though the halacha is that you make a bracha, pasul b'kistin at the end of the meal, that's clear in halacha, but it's only if you know that it's pasul b'kistin. I'm not sure what pasul b'kistin is. I don't know what it is. I can't figure it out. Well, there's three opinions. Let's say I serve something at the end of the meal which meets all three criteria. Okay, for example, person makes an apple pie. Right. So an apple pie, and then a double layer apple pie has a bottom and has a top. Not an open face pie, but a pie which is closed. So I say, well, there's a pocket there, top and bottom, it's a pocket. The dough is very full of other ingredients. There's oil and sugar, all the stuff in the dough. And it's a crumbly dough. So I go to the Rambam and says, what is this? He says, it's pasul b'kistin. A lot of ingredients in the dough. I ask the Rav Chaim Chanan, he says, what, it's a pocket? It's pasul b'kistin. I ask Rav Chaim, he says, yeah, it's crumbly. So according to all three opinions, it's pasul b'kistin. So you should make a mazonos at the end of the meal. So that's what the Biur Halacha said. In a case where it meets all three criteria, you make a bracha mazonos at the end of the meal.
Don't they say it's bread though? I'm sorry, I'm just missing something.
Again, we're saying that these things start out as bread. Mm-hmm. We downgrade them and say this is not bread. This is, yeah. we deal with it as a snack. Okay. Put that on hold for a second. The halacha that you don't make brachas on food during the meal. Why is that? It's like magic. So I wash and say, what's it? All of a sudden I'm eating some potatoes. I said, no. It says, almost. Uh-huh. I don't have to because the moitzi covers it. Uh-huh. It's not magic. It's a logic. Mm-hmm. What's the logic? The logic goes like this. Logic is, listen, you make it that bread, Chazal understood bread was lechem, levav, enosh, yisur. Bread satiates a person. The meal, basically, in Chazal's world, the primary element of the meal was always bread, by definition. Now I say, well, you know, besides having some bread, I want to have some meat, I want to have some chicken, I want to have some potatoes, some vegetables. Well, as long as I'm eating those things as part of the main meal, which its purpose is to satiate, they're considered, by definition, secondary to the bread. Well, mm-hmm. Secondary to the bread, there's a little ikar and tofel. The ikar is the bread, everything else is tofel. So by many things, you have to eat them together, meeker and tofel. By bread, it's so eager that even if you don't eat it with the bread, it's still called tofel. And I come to the end of the meal, I'm full. So bread is to fill you. I'm full already. So now I'm enjoying myself by having something to geschmack eat at the end of the meal. That's not secondary to the bread. If I eat it with bread, so it's secondary to the bread. But I'm not eating with bread. I'm finished with my bread. I'm not eating any more bread. So I want to eat an apple. So after a while, it's part of the meal, it's secondary. No, it's not. What makes something in the meal secondary is because bread is to satiate, and the meal is to satiate. And the bread is the primary way to satiate, and everything else is secondary when it comes to satiation. Mm. When it comes to enjoying yourself, the apple is the main thing. The apple doesn't go with the bread. Okay. So you make a new bracha. Okay. So I come in the meal, I want to have a piece of pie. It's not there to fill me up. It's there because I want to enjoy myself. It doesn't go with the bread. So you make a bracha. Mm. Fine. But if this is really bread, and not But this is not possible. Kisser, according to the Ben Flanano, let's say, the definition is a packet. There's no packet here. I eat a piece of cocker cake. There's not a packet there. I eat a piece of cake, honey cake, dripping with honey and sugar and oil. It says, is there a packet? No packets. So the Ben Flanano says, that's bread. According to Ben Flanano, that's bread. Mm-hmm. It's simple, plain bread. So to make a bracha on it, what bracha? What's the lechem in ours already said? That already said. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be secondary. When I eat another piece of bread, I'll say, well, you know what? My wife's bread is so geschmack, I'm going to have another piece of bread at the end of the meal. Why just for Tanya Bible? To make a bracha on it? No, it's a matzah lechem in ours. I already said a matzah lechem in ours. I don't need a new bracha. It's bread. It's mamash bread. It's lechem. How much lechem in ours? I said that already. I don't have to say it again. But if I can give you a case of a dessert, which is, according to all opinions, is not bread, it's being dealt with as non bread. I didn't say it was honest yet. I said, I might see, this is not kol lechem. Okay, now, the other end of the spectrum, next step. I sit down and I make a meal out of my cake. I said, okay, now you're eating this cake the way you eat bread, for the purpose of satiation. So now it goes back to being bread. So you make it, you say, you mentioned lechem in ours. Okay, now, comes the Mishavur says, next step. Let's say I make the pocket, the pshat of the Ben Chanal, it means a pocket. And I fill it with, so make a chicken pot pie. So it's a pie, top and bottom, right? And it's full of chicken. And I make supper out of that. So do you know what? That's how people eat chicken pot pie, is a supper. The fact that if I take bread and I make a filling which is sweet, so what? Why are you making a sweet filling? People want to make meals out of sweet things. Oh, you want it for a snack. Oh, so it's like you're not using it like bread. Filling it with meat doesn't make it not bread. This is bread, which you're a smart guy. You've had a way to have a sandwich. So, you downgraded it from functioning as a bread for satiation purposes, for snack purposes. It's not a snack. This is a meal. So the Mishavura says when you're going to, the filling is going to be something which is a savory filling, not a sweet filling. So the fact that it's a filling doesn't change it. So a filling of cheese or of fish or of meat doesn't downgrade your bread to Brahma Minnesotis. Except if it's Yidua, that's how it functions. So franks and planks. Franks and planks, you have this dough, you have this meat in the middle. But everybody eats those hors d'oeuvres. They don't eat it as a meal. That's how much a person will eat it, like a snack. So there, the fact that you, instead of making regular bread, you made it in this way, downgrades it, because you've clearly made it function not as bread, as a snack. Mm-hmm. But if I would make some type of a knish with a knish dough, and the filling is potatoes, and people eat that as a meal to fill them up, so it has potatoes in the middle, or it has bread in the middle. So what? You know, it's bread with meat in the middle. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not a meal anymore. It's a snack, really. Why is it a snack? I mean, I sit down and I make a meal out of it. So the assumption is that by savory fillings, as opposed to sweet fillings, by definition, it remains bread until proven otherwise. Okay. Now, what about a case where it's not a pocket, but it's made with an icing with a covering on top, which changes its flavor? So, pizza. Pizza is cheese. So I can make it as a calzone, which is bread on top, right in the middle, with cheese in the middle. The dough with the cheese in the middle. Or I can make it a flat dough and put the cheese on top. Well, it shouldn't make any difference. Even though it's not a pocket, per se, but it's the same idea. What's the difference? Like, make it like this or make it like this? But the filling is cheese. So Mishavur comes along and says, well, if the filling is cheese, the bracha is amaitzi. Not besides. Because the fact that you put cheese there doesn't downgrade it from being something which you eat for satiation purposes. Okay. So came along Rosham Zaman, who was asked about pizza being, it was introduced to, he says, he thinks that most people, when they eat pizza, as opposed to eating regular bread, They eat it more. It's used more like a snack. Oh, so this is, so we're saying is pizza by adding the cheese on top. The dough is basically similar to like a pizza type of a dough. So that's bread. But since you added this topping, we're saying a topping and a pocket are similar. Okay. By doing that, you made it from something which is eaten for satiation purposes, which you generally use for snack purposes. Okay. I can live with that. So it's like Franks and Blanks.
Mm-hmm. What are Franks and Blanks?
Franks and Blanks are a dough which has wrapped around like a very small hot dog. It's a little hot dog that long, and there's a dough that wrapped around. So they call it Franks. Frankfurters in blanks and blanketed
in blanks.
Franks in blanks, like blankets. Frankfurters in blankets. That'd be the full name if you want to be very knocking on. Okay, that's the theory. Is that true? Now, if that's true, somebody said, well, the next step is, well, even if that's true, the downgrades, but if you eat it as a meal, so it goes back to being regular bread. So then I have to get the question, well, how many slices do you have to eat to change it from being a snack to being a meal? But that's all assuming that's true, that first step. That even though we say that a savory topping slash filling doesn't downgrade it, pizza is used in this country more as a snack, so it's more similar to hors d'oeuvres than it is to meals. Let's say that was not true. So we go back to the general rule that fillings of meat, of cheese, and fish, etc., do not downgrade the bread and remains habotzi no matter how much you eat. So if I were to have a meat knish, people eat the meat knish as a meal. That's the standard way they use it. So even though I'm having a small amount, I'm having a kazayas, but I have to say I wash, I say habotzi, and I bench. I had a kazayas, right? Franks and blanks, because the nature is used as hors d'oeuvres, we say, no. Then you'd have to make a big plate of it, because then it becomes a meal. You made it into a meal. Now you're using it like a meal, so it goes back to being a hoitzi. So what's the reality on the ground when it comes to pizzas? Is that true that pizza is in general is used as a snack, unless you have a large amount of it? So the USDA... the FDA did research. Part of their job is to help facilitate the economy, so they want to, you know, help the pizza shops of the world, of America, better advertise and know what they're aiming at. So they did a study to clarify how is pizza used in the country. Is it used? How many people eat pizza? Out of 100 pieces of pizza which are sold, how many are used for breakfast? How many are used for lunch? How many are used for supper? How many are used as a snack, etc. And this came out about 5 years ago, this study, and it came out that in America, this is like a multi-million-dollar study, and assuming that they know what they're doing and making these studies, so it came out that about 15% of the pizza in America is eaten as a snack. Most people eat pizza either for breakfast, lunch, or supper. So now, we go back to our rule, that something which has a pocket, and we're saying a topping is the same thing as a pocket, but the filling, or the topping, is not something which changes the way it functions from being bread, i.e. satiation, to being snack-like, snack function. So meat doesn't do that. Fish doesn't do that. Mishmur says cheese doesn't do that either. We're saying, oh, even Mishmur says cheese doesn't do it, but pizza is different, because pizza, majority of people eat pizza as a snack. Well, that's not true. 80% of the people in America eat pizza as a meal. So therefore the answer is how many slices? I don't care how big it is, as long as it's gazette. It's bread. So the answer is one slice. Half a slice. You have to what? It's bread. It's like eating a piece of bread. So the fact is that there's cheese topping doesn't change its status. Even though I personally am eating as a snack, so if I ever take a piece of bread as a snack, it's still a white seed. I'm eating as a snack, yes, but since bread in general functions as a meal, it gets a special halacha of what's lechem in haaretz of being the meal, etc. So the fact that you personally eat it as a snack doesn't change anything. But if the primary way it functions is a meal, it remains always automatically what's left in. And savory fillings normally don't change that, with the exception of something which we know does change that. So we know that my friends would like it changes how it functions. But the puff dough, when you fill it with a big filling of meat, so that's a meal. You have a puff, you know, some type of a puff pastry, meat filled puff pastry, you eat it as a meal. Okay, so maybe that's a moitzi. Cracks and blanks is a mezonos, unless you have a lot of them. But if I'm telling you now that the filling of cheese doesn't by nature change how this food functions as being primarily for meal purposes as opposed to being for snack purposes, so it remains bread, and no matter how much you eat, the bracha would be how much you left in the house.
Okay.